most political parties are attending the rally called for at the Place de la République, and half of the government will be there as well. And there are many organizations, including ours, which decided to organize a counter-rally or a separate rally, which will not be instrumentalized by the government.
So what do you see as being the distinction between the messages of the two different rallies?
The distinction is basically the government trying to manipulate this whole issue. The government is proposing legislation to make anti-Zionism illegal, pretending that this is part of the struggle against anti-Semitism, but it has nothing to do with it. Anti-Semitism is a form of racism, and Zionism, or anti-Zionism, is simply a political opinion. Both Zionism and its counterparts, anti-Zionism, are political opinions which have existed for a little over a century now, starting with the Zionist movement, which began at the very end of the 19th century and the very beginning of the 20th century. And the Jewish community has been divided on that issue ever since. The Zionists say that Jews cannot live with the Goyim, with non-Jews, and so they have to live separately. And they created a political project which was to start a Jewish state. And they started with the construction of a Jewish national homeland in Palestine. And the anti-Zionists, which were the vast majority of the Jewish community over 100 years ago, said the contrary, said that the struggle against anti-Semitism is part and parcel of the struggle of humanity as a whole against all forms of oppression, and that the victory against anti-Semitism would have to go through a struggle for the emancipation of the working class in particular and of humanity as a whole, emancipation from social oppression. And this is basically the stand that we take at the French-Jewish Peace Union. In other words, that Jews can and should live with others together with equality of rights and not try to live separately from them.
It's coming out a lot about there being a new and an old anti-Semitism. This came out of some remarks that Alan Finkielkraut made the other day, but it's not the only time I've seen it. What's happening in that distinction?
It's basically not the case. Anti-Semitism has been around for a long, long time. The Jewish minority has often been used as a scapegoat, usually by those in power. When things are going wrong for the powers that be, they either blame the Jews on it, or they use those who do blame the Jews as a convenient way to detour people's attention from real problems in the country. And they point the finger at a minority. The Jews have often served this purpose throughout history. That's anti-Semitism, both new and old. What the government and what the Israeli state and their supporters outside of Israel, what they say is that now there's a new form of anti-Semitism. And what they call a new form of anti-Semitism is basically those, to make a long story short, those who support the Palestinian people and their rights and their struggle, or more broadly, those who oppose imperialist intervention in the Arab world, and those who oppose colonialism. And they say that these people carry with them a new form of anti-Semitism. And to try to resume their thinking, the new form of anti-Semitism will be anti-Israeli and pro-Palestinian. This has nothing to do with anti-Semitism. We're talking about the behavior of the state of Israel currently in the Middle East, its conduct towards the Palestinian people. Those who support the Palestinians, and we are amongst those, the French Jewish Peace Union, we support the rights of the Palestinian people. This has nothing to do with anti-Semitism. It's basically a political opposition to the state of Israel and what it's doing in the Middle East.